Good morning. Today's children's message is a question. Today I want to speak to you young folks here, you older folks who are young inside, and to all the children who are not yet here. I know that sounds crazy, but this is what Jesus did for us on the cross. He somehow could see through time to us sitting here, and over 2,000 years ago, he died for us. Today's message is, believe when you don't understand. Last week, Pastor spoke to us about doubting Thomas and how he had to see the nail prints in the hands of Jesus and where the spear pierced his side to believe. He had saw Jesus die, and there he was standing before him alive. After he saw Jesus, he believed, but I'm pretty sure he didn't understand. Today, we too have a chance to believe in Jesus, even if we don't understand. Okay, today I'm going to demonstrate something you may not understand, but you will have to believe. All right, I will use a fork, a spoon, a wooden toothpick, and a glass. You folks online will have to imagine this, okay? I'll force a spoon between the prongs of the fork, then carefully place the toothpick in between the prong on the other prong on the fork, and carefully balance the fork and the spoon outside of the glass. Now imagine this. Now the fork and the spoon are hanging in midair, held only by the wooden toothpick. How this could happen can be hard to understand by most of us, but you can see it to believe it. Just like Thomas with Jesus there in front of him alive. It's okay to believe but not understand. These days, Easter seems to be more about bunnies and eggs, but it's about a hope that because Jesus is alive, then we can live also. Let's pray. Hey God, it's Travis. First, I want to thank you for your sacrifice and for the hope that Easter brings us. We may not understand eternal life, but today we believe, even though we don't understand, that we can have it. Because you live, we can live also. Amen.